Massachusetts residents have just a year left of tax-free shopping with online retail giant Amazon.com. Starting next November, they'll have to pay an extra 6.25% for purchases with that company, the way they already do when they shop online with brick-and-mortar companies like Staples or Barnes & Noble. Amazon agreed to the move after pressure from the state, which cited the fact that Amazon bought a technology firm and office in Massachusetts. And therefore, under federal law, that constitutes a physical presence and requires taxes. Smart Money's consumer reporter Kelly Grant joins us. And Kelly, there's some suspicion that Amazon agreed to this after a year-long debate because it wanted to stop this debate over what constitutes a presence in the state. That's been really controversial in other states, and that's at the heart of this law. You have a sense of that?
Oh, well, definitely Amazon is very concerned about that. It's something the Wall Street Journal has done a lot of reporting on in the past, looking at some of the different states and what they consider constitutes a federal presence. And Amazon is certainly very aware of variations in the state, even to the point where, you know, they make sure that people are not visiting more often than they need to.
Yeah. And there's also talks in the state about opening a distribution center here. That's definitely a brick and mortar, and that would give, Amazon's same-day delivery service here. So they probably maybe saw that on the horizon.
And that is something, of course, Amazon's very interested in, is expanding these same-day delivery options.
Right.
That gives it an advantage. So in comparison, collecting the sales tax may be something that they're willing to do to get that business.
Right. Well, so let's spread this broader because other states are considering this. And now Massachusetts joins 8 other states that are already charging the sales tax for Amazon purchases. How does it work? Last night, our colleague Kevin went online. He bought gifts for family here in Massachusetts. No tax yet. You know, this is on Amazon. And he also bought gifts for family in California, including a very weird golf cap. I'm sorry, Kevin. But in California, when it calculated on Amazon, he saw the tax pop up. So California already has this. Do you get charged for where you are making the purchase or where the purchase is going? How does it work?
It's an unusual thing for online, but, you know, in this case, Amazon does actually charge based on the destination for the item. So if you have somebody who lives in California, Kansas, Kentucky, New York, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Texas, or Washington, in most cases, if it's sold by Amazon, then you're going to end up paying tax on it. They also have some differences, you know, with a lot of the sellers that they've teamed up with, different publishing houses, some of these other merchants that they have partnerships with, that if they have their own policies. So you could pay tax in every state if you buy something from Penguin Group or HarperCollins, for example. So there's a lot of variation there.
Well, be clear about that, because Amazon, you can buy something from Amazon, but Amazon might also distribute products sold by other merchants. Maybe you bought it through someone else, but it gets shipped by Amazon. So tax there as well. How does that work?
That's exactly right. When you buy on Amazon, sometimes the order is fulfilled by and shipped by Amazon. Sometimes it is fulfilled by another provider and shipped by Amazon. Sometimes it is fulfilled and shipped by somebody else. So there's a lot of different ways that that might apply, and Amazon usually allows them, they have different policies for different types of sellers. So the basic gist is you might be subject to sales tax no matter where you live.
Yeah. So what, 8, 9 states now doing this? Obviously, it's people in Massachusetts officials think it's good for Massachusetts. They estimate they lose $280 million a year in taxes on all these online purchases. Obviously, local companies are happy because we've done stories about how people shop in a brick-and-mortar store and then try to find it on Amazon for less. Is this going to hurt Amazon, though, or is it too big to hurt?
I really do think it is too big to hurt at this point. We know that for holiday shopping, more consumers start their shopping on Amazon at this point than they do just going to Google and typing in a product there. And whenever we write about sales tax holidays, very common during the summer, you know, people like them. They like saving that extra little bit. But if you think about it, it's a really pretty minor discount comparatively. Amazon is known for having very good prices. So I think for consumers, it's going to come down to when they do that price comparison. If Amazon's still the leader, then they're not going to mind paying that sales tax.
That's Kelly Grant, consumer reporter for Smart Money Magazine. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, going to take a break. Up next, just want to get away, really get away. The French Foreign Legion is recruiting, and they're not a thing of the past. They're very active, as we'll hear, in 30 seconds here and now.